This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu has urged citizens to imbibe the ideals of the Constitution in their behavior, fulfill their fundamental duties, and work towards achieving the national goal of a developed India by 2047. Addressing a grand event organized at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark the Constitution Day yesterday, President Murmu described the Indian Constitution as a living and progressive document through which the country is achieving the goals of a social justice and inclusive development. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Tamil Nadu from today. The President will address the faculty and student officers of the Defence Services Staff College, Wellington, today. On tomorrow, President Murmu will interact with the members of tribal women self-help groups and the prominent members of the tribal community in the Nilgiris district at Rajbhavan, Udagamandalam. On Friday, the President will attend the convocation ceremony of the Central University of Tamil Nadu at Tiruvarur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's resolve to give a befitting response to any terror organization challenging the nation's security. Mr. Modi was addressing the Constitution Day celebrations at the Supreme Court yesterday. The Prime Minister said that the Constitution has lived up to every expectation and need of the country and serves as the guiding light for citizens. Mr. Modi remarked that it is due to the Constitution's strength that it had been fully implemented in Jammu and Kashmir. On this occasion, the Prime Minister also released the annual report on the Indian Judiciary 2023-24. Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Negwal said, "The Indian Constitution is the fundamental base of unity, integrity and development of India." Chief Justice of India Justice Sanjeev Khanna said, "The nation honours this historic occasion not merely as a celebration of adoption of the Indian Constitution, but as an ode to a living and breathing document." Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi will launch a national campaign, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi today. The primary agenda of this program is to make India a child marriage-free nation. During the event, the minister will unveil the Child Marriage-Free Bharat portal. The online platform has been developed to support the campaign's mission of raising awareness, preventing child marriage and effectively reporting incidents of child marriage. The Union Minister will also lead a collective pledge against child marriage, which is expected to reach up to 25 crore citizens during the campaign. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri said yesterday that Russia has become the largest supplier of crude oil to India, accounting for more than 35% of the country's imports. Speaking at the FIPI Oil and Gas Awards ceremony in New Delhi, the minister highlighted the dramatic shift in India's oil sourcing over the past 2 years, with Russian oil imports surging from a mere 0.2% in February 2022 to consistently occupying the top spot in recent months. For quite some time now, Russia has been the largest supplier of crude to India, and the percentage would be upwards of 35%, but it varies from month to month, Turi stated. India has urged authorities in Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of Hindus and all minorities, including their right to freedom of peaceful assembly and expression. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said, it has noted with deep concern the arrest and denial of bail to spokesperson of Bangladesh Sammilit Sanatan Jagran Jyot, Chinmay Krishnadas. It said this incident follows the multiple attacks on Hindus and other minorities by extremist elements in Bangladesh. MEA said there are several documented cases of arson and looting of minorities' homes and business establishments, as well as theft and vandalism and desecration of deities and temples. Meanwhile, in Bangladesh, law enforcers charged batons and fired sound grenades on devotees and followers of ISKCON, Pundrik Dham, who had gathered on the premises of Chittagong Magistrates Court demanding the release of their leader. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Rayalaseema today. Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh are also likely to experience dense fog in the night and morning hours today. The weather department added that there will be no change in minimum temperatures of the western Himalayan region during the next 24 hours, but can witness a gradual fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius thereafter. And that is the end of this news bulletin.